USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States set a record over the weekend, administering 4.6 million COVID vaccinations on Saturday. But even with increased vaccination efforts, new cases are still rising, up to around 70,000 a day for the last 7 days. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns that now is not the time to let up on public health measures. The White House chief medical advisor tells CNN that a little more time is needed before the virus can be brought under control.
If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get the subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two people were hospitalized in California after a home explosion. Lance Pry reports.
An explosion, possibly caused by a gas leak, rocked a house and neighborhood Sunday night in Valley Glen, California. NBC4 obtained surveillance video capturing the explosion. A 59-year-old man was critically injured and a second was buried in the rubble. In all, 8 people were rescued from the home 12 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the La Soufriere volcano erupted again on Monday, spewing more ash on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent. More than 16,000 people have been evacuated from the areas around the mountain since the first eruption last Friday. The Deputy Prime Minister for St. Vincent and the Grenadines says that the damage on the northeast side of the island is extensive, with many farms in the area completely destroyed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna on Tuesday between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the effort of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be at war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatically across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
And the son of Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is facing DWI charges stemming from a February accident. Tim Berg has more.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reid has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reid was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.